Okay, we're going to begin. Like to introduce for our final session on Melanchthon meets Moodle, and you'll learn what that is all about. From the one that I would like to introduce, Joanna Hensley, who is head of the Latin and Greek department for Veritas Press Scholars Academy. She is a classical Christian online school for grades 4 through 12, where she also teaches classical literature in Omnibus. She's been active in classical Christian education as a teacher, as a homeschool tutor, and a curriculum writer since graduating from the University of Minnesota back in 1999. In addition to her work with Veritas Press, she is also on the board of advisors for St. Anne's Academy for Girls in Gainesville, Virginia. She lives in Irvine, California with her husband, Adam, who has taken an Old Testament professorship at Concordia University there in Irvine. Four children, the oldest of whom is five, and Joanna teaches Latin while her children are asleep, which means, of course, that she wakes up for her first class at 4:30 every morning for all of you go-getters. She is a member of Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach. I'd like to introduce Joanna Hensley.
Thank you, Dr. Hine. What a privilege it is for me to come and speak at this second annual Lutheranism and the Classics Conference. We've come to this conference in order to focus our attention on reading the Church Fathers and to engage with the Church's greatest teachers of the past. We've come to learn about Lactantius and Jerome and Ignatius. We've sung Latin at Matins, and now we're about to say goodbye, taking with us this renewed conviction that the Church Fathers still matter. Our panel was just talking about that a few moments ago. Last night, Dr. Maxwell warned us never to trust a translator. He was teaching us that the languages still matter too. Dr. McKenzie said the same thing this morning when he was talking about how we will not long preserve Luther the Reformer without his languages. And Dr. Myers, my own favorite high school teacher who inspired me to study Latin in the first place, in his presentation this morning, he said, "One shudders to ponder the future of a church body in which Latin texts are no longer consulted." Latin still matters for Lutherans today and for Lutherans of future generations. We've studied the Fathers, we've enjoyed the languages of the Fathers, and it is my hope that our enthusiasm for the Fathers and for Latin particularly is so contagious that other people around us, especially the children around us, can't wait to learn more about them. For we have a real responsibility to teach the next generation the languages of the Fathers. If we do not, as Philip Melanchthon said, it would be sadder than if the sun were taken from the world. Teaching children about the Fathers, about the languages of the Fathers, this is a lofty task, easier said than done. You can just ask the many of us here who've tried to do it. Not all of us have studied Latin, after all. Not all of us have gone to seminary. And even if we have, how do we begin to teach this content to children? Lutheran schoolers, Sunday schoolers, homeschoolers, after schoolers, how can we inspire our children to engage with the church's greatest teachers of the past in Latin? Now, we do have a long history of distinctly Lutheran education working for us. This is the education I am so thankful to have received myself. Lutherans work hard to educate their kids. After all, Melanchthon, nicknamed Germany's teacher, knew that an uneducated theology leads to an Ilias Malorum, an Iliad of ills. And so, from the early days of Lutheranism, he made education a priority. And through his reforms, he revived classical education throughout Germany. You can talk to Dr. Korchak if you want to learn more about the liberal arts tradition in our Lutheran schools. And I was hoping he'd be at this conference, but I believe he had chaplaincy duty and was called to that instead. But you can talk to the CCLE crowd to hear about classical Lutheran schools across the country pursuing even now a true liberal arts curriculum with the Trivium and Quadrivium. And here's their website to learn more about their fine work. This talk, though, will focus on three online educational resources which will help you connect your children and children you know with the church's greatest teachers of the past. Now, it does seem a bit strange to talk about subjects so old using technology so new. Homer and hard drives, Moses and modems, Sinai and Wi-Fi, Jerome and Google Chrome. Melanchthon meets Moodle. Yet, these are the tools that make classical education available to everyone, an idea that Melanchthon would certainly support. You can access these online resources from anywhere in the world, from a classroom, from a farm, from a kitchen table, from the beach. I know this from personal experience. And though these online resources cannot replace the real-life, real-time fellowship within a Christian community, they are great tools for connecting kids to the classics. We'll start, first of all, by discussing Veritas Press Scholars Academy, which has been around since 2006. And in online education years, that's been a long time. 2006 was also the year when my pastor husband decided to go back to grad school, and I decided to look for a part-time job to help bring home some bacon. Oddly enough, as it turns out, Latin is my most marketable skill, and so I started teaching Latin online for Veritas Press. When we started, we had 40 students. Now we've got over 4,000. When they started in 2006, there were three teachers besides me. Now there are 72. Eight of them are in my Latin and Greek department. Veritas is an accredited online classical school for students in grades 4 through 12. And this school has enjoyed incredible growth in these past 6 years. Homeschoolers can take one class from Veritas or all their classes from Veritas. Traditional brick-and-mortar schools who perhaps can't afford or can't find a good Latin teacher or calculus teacher can have their students log on to Veritas classes from the school library's computer lab. These classes are synchronous, which means that students and their teachers meet in an online classroom and have real-time conversations with one another. Students can see the teacher can see the students can see one another. Students can raise their hands, they can ask questions, they can even get into debates with their classmates. Course offerings now include foreign languages, both ancient and modern, math, science, logic, rhetoric, the studio arts. Veritas Press has developed an award-winning Great Books curriculum, which combines history, literature, and theology into a class called Omnibus, which I will discuss more in just a moment. Veritas offers Latin starting in the fourth grade. And by the time these elementary students grow into secondary students, they are well equipped to finish their Latin grammar and move on to reading real Latin books. Veritas offers three Latin readings classes. One spends a year on classical authors, such as Cicero and Caesar and Ovid. Another Latin readings class spends a year on Christian authors, including many of the church fathers that we've been talking about for the past couple of days, as well as selections from the Vulgate Bible, which follow the lectionary. Another Latin readings class is devoted to Latin from the time of the Reformation. Why read Luther's Small Catechism in English, after all, when you can read Edward Naumann's helpful Latin edition instead? And this is what our Veritas students are doing. Not just a couple dozen of them, but hundreds of them. This year, we have a total of 537 students enrolled just in our Latin classes. 537 students working toward this goal of reading the fathers in their original languages. Now, this is also a heads up to all of you classics professors out there. I have hundreds of young scholars reading great books in Latin, and they are coming your way next. Be ready for them. These are the classics majors of tomorrow. Some of them will be the seminarians of tomorrow. They know Latin already, they know it well, even before they get into college. And they enjoy it. The children even begged us a couple of years ago to start Latin Club so they could spend even more time doing Latin. Latin class time wasn't enough. They wanted an extracurricular. And so we started Latin Club, and we do really fun things like study together for the National Latin Exam, which they love and they do well on. Typically, our students medal in the National Latin Exam, and a handful of them last year even got perfect scores. They know Latin and they're good at it. Now, Veritas students study both the languages and the literature of important teachers from the past. And now I return to that Onibus program I mentioned before. Onibus is offered in 6 levels, starting in 7th grade. Onibus 1 covers the Old Testament times, as well as ancient Greece and Rome, and students read authors such as Homer, Herodotus, Virgil, and Plutarch. These would be reading in translation, in English. Onibus 2, then, focuses on medieval times through the Reformation. Onibus 3 completes the timeline, exposing children to modern literature and history. So that's 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And you can see here that I've just given you some representative authors that go along with each text. And then by the time they are grown up, ever so mature sophomores, they are ready to work through the timeline again, spending 10th grade on the classics, their junior year on the Middle Ages, and senior year on modernity. Now, I brought a copy of one of my Onibus books. If you'd like to look at it after the presentation, you can see it's quite a chunk of a book. Really good stuff in here, so I encourage you to come up and take a look at it. I had to bring it with me because yesterday, before I came to the conference, I taught 3 Onibus classes from my hotel room. Be aware, though, that Veritas Press Scholars Academy is Christian, but it is not a Lutheran institution. Now, there are several Lutheran teachers involved, and in fact, Jean Edward Veith is one of the editors of the latter 3 Onibus volumes, so the ones that are typically covered 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And with him comes a healthy dose of Lutheran doctrines and worldview thinking. I don't want you to take my word for it, though. I want you to hear the words from one of my students. I Facebooked one of my Lutheran students, Emily Poole. You might know her father, Pastor Dan Poole. And I asked her for her reflections on Onibus as a Lutheran student. And here is what the teenager Emily said. And these are her words. Onibus is not for the faint in heart, nor for the faint in theology. I took my first omnibus class my eighth grade year with Veritas Press Scholars Academy. Theology-wise, omnibus does not belong in the grammar stage of the trivium. Omnibus is built for logicians and rhetors, those who have already absorbed their overarching worldview and doctrine from their church and family. That being said, omnibus was absolutely perfect for someone like me. Since I had spent my preteen years on a seminary campus with other Lutherans and future pastors' kids as my only peers, my eyes were opened in omnibus. Apologetics quickly became my second nature. I learned to be able not only to stand by what I believed, but articulate it as well. I learned from my teachers, who remained graceful commentators during even the most heated of theological debates. And let me just say, as an omnibus teacher, hardly a class goes by when we don't have some kind of theological debate break out over something. Back to Emily. I also learned from my fellow students. Although omnibus definitely could be labeled as intense, it is merely a practice run or scrimmage of the real world. It has prepared me for so many conversations as a Christian and as a Lutheran. Without omnibus, I would have been an obedient but untested catechumen, spouting off my memorized small catechism, but I would never have had the chance to give a Lutheran answer when my Baptist friend asked me why I believed water could save little babies. Omnibus isn't just meant for Reformed Presbyterians. I've been in omnibus classes with Pentecostals, Baptists, Episcopalians, and even Catholics. I fully recommend omnibus for anyone with a solid Lutheran foundation. It will do wonders for both your strength and will give you some insight on how to treat a fellow brother in Christ when conversations get theologically intimidating. Oh, and the books are pretty amazing as well. So thank you to Emily, and thank you to Emily for writing all of that just in a quick Facebook post that she sent me the other day. In a typical class, I could have students from all across the United States, Canada, Mexico, military kids from the Middle East, missionary kids from Africa, pastor's kids, showbiz kids, homeschoolers, most of them, all gathering together to study every subject from a Christian worldview. I won't forget studying the book of Exodus in omnibus class with a student who actually lived in Egypt. The class was amazed to know anyone who had ever even been to Egypt, let alone lived there. And what a vibrant session it was when she described the pyramids to her classmates. I also won't forget the surprise baby shower my students threw for me online, complete with gifts delivered to my door, flowers, and a big chocolate cake. For you see, even though we meet online, real friendships, even best friendships, are made in these classes. And I can honestly say that I connect with these online students equally as well as I have connected with students in the traditional brick-and-mortar classroom. It's a very social environment, and it's a valuable social environment for so many of these homeschooled kids. Now, let me show you some images of the online classroom so you can see how this works. So you are looking at a rather goofy example of a typical class. Okay, the students are listed by name there on the bottom right. And you know when they have their hands up, they've got something to say over the microphone when the numbers appear by their names. I'm not sure if you can quite see that. You can also see that the students can use emoticons to communicate how they are feeling. One student about halfway down the list is laughing. There's other symbols to show confusion or surprise or even to applaud a classmate's answer. On the bottom left, then, you see a chat box. And this is where students can type in continuous class commentary. this thing is always spinning. The students are always giving feedback through the chat box. They can make comments. They can ask questions. They can get to know each other as friends. They can get to know me as their teacher. And as an online teacher, one of my challenges is I cannot see my students' faces. I cannot see when their eyes glaze over or when their tears fall onto their notebooks because I force them to learn one more paradigm. I can, though, monitor the chat box, and this gives me a lot of useful information, and we want students to be engaged in the chat box because then we know they are engaged in the class. Now, here you see a typical Latin 2 class. We're reading Caesar, and I've illustrated the scene up above with my beautiful mouse artwork. On the left, you can see a forest filled with barbarians running in and out from the forest to attack. Oops, did it go away? Hold on, I'll bring it back. Okay, so the barbarians back and forth out of the forest to attack the Roman cavalry that's already crossed the river. That's a horse, not a cow. Julius Caesar is that guy, obviously, with the Roman nose and the plumed helmet. Okay, he's the one that's in front of these baggage wagons, just in case you didn't recognize what that is. Okay, my point in showing you this, though, is to show you how students can see all sorts of images, whether it's my face talking to them, perhaps a beautiful work of art, a helpful diagram, or a Latin text with the teacher's scribbles and marks and underlinings all over it. Next, you see the Moodle homepage. And this is the class's organization system. This is where I can list homework assignments. Students click on links to upload papers and exams back to me. And this is a sort of organization system that's not only used by online classes, but those of you who are going to college recently, you've probably used something similar in your own brick-and-mortar colleges and universities. So this is something that's already helpful for our students to know about because they will be using it once they get into college. So you can see that the students and their families have access to the syllabus, the schedule, any handouts that I want them to print off and keep handy. Parents also have access to the gradebook, so they can always check to see how young junior is doing in class. And homeschooling parents especially need to have that information, and we as teachers make every effort to communicate clearly and thoroughly with them. Okay, so that's Veritas Press Scholars Academy. I'll take questions on that when we get to the end, but I want to move on to this next one. I'm so excited to be able to. The next school we're going to talk about is Wittenberg Academy, and I cannot tell you how excited I am that Wittenberg Academy exists. This school is so Lutheran. You go to the homepage, and the first thing you see are the words vocation, baptism, and catechesis. They claim to be unabashedly Lutheran, and they are not kidding. The wonderful Jocelyn Benson, who is here, is the head teacher of Wittenberg Academy, and she will be available at the end of this session to answer any questions that you might have about it. One question I did ask her when I was preparing for this talk was, how does Wittenberg Academy engage students with the church's greatest teachers of the past? I love Jocelyn's answer. And again, note how very Lutheran this is. She said, perhaps first and foremost is chapel. Our faculty, staff, and board are using the Treasury of Daily Prayer as our guide for daily devotion. Along with scripture, prayers, and a psalm, there is also a daily writing from a church father. So, without even participating in class, students are already being exposed to the church fathers. Classical Lutheran education, by nature, builds on a foundation of learning to think, part of that process is establishing good habits and disciplines. And what better habit than daily prayer and meditation on God's word? In addition to chapel, students read the church fathers in each of the Paideia classes. Now, Paideia will be very similar to the Veritas Omnibus curriculum that we were talking about before, with its focus on literature and history. Paideia, though, has as its capstone a theology class taught by an LCMS pastor. At Wittenberg Academy, you'll find the church fathers in some rather unexpected places. Their personal finance class uses a book by John Chrysostom. At Wittenberg Academy, students read primary sources and not pre-digested textbooks. Now, different again from Veritas Press, Wittenberg Academy's online delivery is an asynchronous format, which was chosen to facilitate the depth of processing. What this means is that students can sign into their classes at any time, at any place. Students do not talk live with their teacher and classmates, but they do still interact with them via recorded lectures and chat boards. Again, note their very Lutheran reasoning, again quoting Jocelyn Benson. She says, "We are big fans of read, mark, and inwardly digest, and a format where students must process and wrestle without the aid of immediate feedback is conducive to such depth." Another benefit of this method is the ability to engage even the most reluctant of learners, those quiet ones in class that may not like to raise their hands. Asynchronous delivery also offers accessibility. There are scores of folks, especially in rural areas, for whom synchronous classes would not be possible due to a lack of bandwidth or connection speed. Asynchronous classes allow all of them to access a solid classical Lutheran education. Wittenberg Academy's goal is to return to the liberal arts plus catechesis as espoused by Luther and Melanchthon. They are even going to offer astronomy as one of their science classes. Wittenberg Academy exists to partner with families in educating their children for life now and in eternity. A combination of catechesis and the liberal arts equips students to battle against the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, and to be of some earthly good as we serve God through our neighbor. Families can supplement their children's current education, whether they're currently studying in a homeschool or Lutheran school or public school, or they can partner with Wittenberg Academy for their entire high school curriculum. Classes comprised of solid Lutheran doctrine and academic rigor are offered on a trimester basis, with each trimester spanning approximately 12 weeks. In a typical day there at Wittenberg Academy, students log on whenever they like, early birds and night owls welcome, and they start by going to chapel, reading the offices for that time of day, and commenting on the chapel's blog. Then they check in with their class to listen to recorded lectures, get assignments, turn in homework, all those normal things that students do at school. They participate in class discussions by sharing their ideas on a message board, commenting on posts by their classmates, taking tests or quizzes, and then they work on their homework for the next day. Wittenberg Academy's current student body consists primarily of homeschoolers, and most students do take the classes a la carte. But for those of you out there who are involved in some way with a Lutheran school, who would like to offer classes like Latin or Paideia to interested students, but you cannot afford or find the right teachers, think about partnering with Wittenberg Academy. You might even want to join their faculty someday. I would think that the sort of people who spend their weekend going to a Lutheranism and the Classics conference might very well be the same sort of teachers that Wittenberg Academy is looking for. And I'm saying that especially for those college students out there, perhaps some of you seminarians are looking for work. Consider it. Their faculty consists of folks across the country who are passionate Lutherans, extremely gifted in their subject area, and avid supporters of the classical Lutheran model of teaching and learning. Online teachers can live and work from anywhere in the world. And the asynchronous model makes for flexible hours for stay-at-home moms like me or for anybody who has another day job. And I tell you what, waking up at 4:30 to teach my classes makes me see the value of the asynchronous model. Okay, next, we're going to talk about Faith Lutheran High School in Plano, Texas. This is an LCMS classical high school, which in many ways would be most like the traditional brick and mortar schools that we're most familiar with. The difference is, with modern technology, Faith can now bring their classical classrooms into any home or school in the world. Using video conferencing equipment called LifeSize, students from anywhere are able to have a virtual presence in Plano, Texas. Thanks to a round microphone in the middle of the classroom, and you can kind of see that toward the bottom of that photograph there, it has the blue lights shining off of it. Thanks to this round microphone, a student in Michigan can hear and see their Texan teacher and classmates, and the teacher and classmates can hear and see in the student in Michigan on the life-size screen. Again, you can see that screen there in the back. The long-distance student can raise her hand to ask questions and participate in class discussions, and the teacher can call on her just like anyone else. Homework is submitted via email, and parents must proctor the exams, but otherwise, this technology brings a typical classroom experience into any home. Faith's headmaster, Tim Merritt, says that this option is primarily designed for two types of students. First would be students who would have attended a local Lutheran classical program if one existed in the area. And I think that this is the only classical Lutheran high school in the country, this would leave a lot of need across the rest of the country for Lutheran high schoolers looking for classical education opportunities. And then two, this would be for students who are looking for a structured program and who want to have live interaction with the teacher and other students. Right now, in this their pilot year, they are offering a couple of omnibus classes, so using that same Veritas curriculum that we were talking about before, and an Old Testament course. Pastor Welmer teaches the Old Testament class, and he even teaches his students some introductory Hebrew. So talk about bringing back these biblical languages and classical languages. Not even all the church fathers knew Hebrew, and here he is teaching Hebrew to these high school students. I love that. Headmaster Tim Merritt teaches omnibus, which, like I said before, is that Veritas curriculum, but this time he teaches it from a very Lutheran perspective. Students are reading the great books and learning how to write 25-page papers. As the program grows, they'd like to offer these opportunities to up to 8 online students per class. This is a great opportunity for homeschoolers, but it is also a great opportunity for other Lutheran schools. Again, does your Lutheran school want to offer classes like these? But you can't because of staff or budget concerns. Consider a partnership with Faith. Now, I've left plenty of time here at the end of our presentation for discussion and for questions. And I've asked Jocelyn Benson and some other people to make themselves available to you as we go over these questions. Unfortunately, Pastor Wellmer has to leave for the airport at 2:45, so maybe if we're lucky, we'll get about 5 minutes out of him. But really, this room is full of experts on classical Christian education, specifically classical Lutheran education. We've got Pastor Kieser and Dr. Hine and Dr. Veith and Jocelyn Benson. There's a lot of people here who know a lot about Lutheran classical education. So this is your chance to really ask some good questions and have them answered here. All of us will be happy to talk about classical education, online education specifically, curriculum, things like that. As you think of your questions, though, I have a few for you. The fact that you have come to this conference tells me that you yourself are a lifetime learner. How might we use this technology to help you learn more about, say, the Church Fathers or the language of the Church Fathers? How can we use this technology to help you teach your children, to help you teach yourself? How can the church use this technology to create and strengthen partnerships between Lutheran schools? And what can these three schools do to serve you better? Because it is exciting to think about these cutting-edge opportunities to teach subjects so old using technology so new. Classical education is now available to anyone with an internet connection. And you've got several options to choose from. Lutheran schoolers, Sunday schoolers, homeschoolers, after-schoolers, all learning from the church's greatest teachers of the past, gathering together to think about things that are good and true and beautiful, to celebrate truth wherever it is found, to take part in the great conversation of Western civilization, all from a biblical worldview. If an uneducated theology leads to an Iliad of ills, imagine what a properly educated theology might do. Good. So let's start talking about some of those questions I raised or any questions that any of you have as you think about these Lutheran children, these Christian children all across the country learning their Latin, reading their fathers. What do you think about all this? Yes, Dr. Nordlein.
Yes, thank you very much. This was most eye-opening to me, fossil that I am. How do you assign grades? Now, I know you're talking about, well, three different things, but like for Veritas Press, which is, you said, synchronous. Mm-hmm. How do you, what is the grade policy? Do you assign A through F grades, mm-hmm. or is it something else?
Yeah, great question, Dr. Nordlein. Thank you. We assign grades in the same way I would in a normal classroom. So the students have a participation grade. This means they need to turn in their assignments to me, whether it's translations or work with vocabulary. They need to show proof of flashcards if they're little, that sort of thing. Also, we give quizzes every week. Now, I don't have an example of the online quiz that we'd give to the students, but it's kind of nifty the way it works. You can click on a link and up pops this quiz, and they can type in their answers, and it's all very automatic. It automatically is graded and goes into my grade book. It's a really helpful tool for that, so that's part of their grade too. And then we give exams.
It's kind of done automatically? Or
well, I wouldn't say that. Only for these little vocab quizzes that are once a week that, you know, are kind of quick and easy. For the exams, I do the grading. And every exam, we give an exam every 3 weeks, at least in Latin too. There's a section on vocabulary, there's a section that drills grammar, and then there's a translation section. That translation section is usually pulled out of Wheelock's Latin or one of the companion texts to Wheelock's, and we grade for their accuracy, their style, and then all of that together goes in for their grade.
And how long do the courses last? Are they semesters or...?
Every class is two semesters. So Latin 1 would be the full academic year, Latin 2 would be the full academic year. So back to those Latin readings classes, some of these kids are spending an entire academic year reading the Church Fathers. I mean, how many of us would love to have that opportunity? And here they are, 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're doing it, and they're doing it well.
And how often do you meet with them for a typical class? Is it every day, or how often during the week?
3 hours of meeting time, and that's 1.5 hours twice a week.
Okay.
Now, in omnibus class, many of the students sign up for the 2 omnibus classes at a time, so they're meeting 4 times a week for 1.5 hours. But that's the pace of it, so 3 hours a week.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Dan Hinton, Associate Pastor, Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'll draw a breath now. As I'm learning about classical education, admittedly, I've only been in it for about a year or so. One of the themes I see come up frequently is direct instruction. How well does the synchronous, I know you mentioned that Veritas Press has a synchronous mode of delivery. How well does that delivery that you have with your own setting facilitate that direct instruction of students?
You know, I find it works really well. Now, granted, every year I do it, I perfect the art.
Sure.
And so I think that sometimes when teachers are new to it, it may not quite seem like they're able to engage that student directly. But I find when you really listen to what especially teenagers have to say, they are very quick to keep talking to you. And the same is true for omnibus class or Latin class. Even if they don't see you, they know you're listening, you're responding, you have that rapport, and there is direct instruction. And I think that this might be something that's more challenging for us to understand rather than the children. The children are used to Facebook, and the children are used to Skyping, and the children are used to doing all these things online anyway. It's not such a stretch for them to learn directly from a teacher who might be on the other side of the world.
Okay. And then does that also allow, is the communication fluid enough for you to be able to use a large degree of Socratic method, you know, the questions and answering,
yes,
the back and forth sort
absolutely,
of thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is as fluid as you and I are speaking right now.
Okay.
So, in fact, we've even done theatrical performances where the students are in, you know, quick succession going back and forth. We've had debates. Really, truly, almost every class has a debate in it as some spark of an idea ignites it. And I can confidently say that is just how quick the communication is. It becomes very natural, especially for the students who are so used to this in other parts of their lives.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jason Thompson, and I am a collegiate music professor. And I have been sorely disheartened as a music professor at how musically illiterate our culture is, that people that come in as music majors have to take basic musicianship remedial courses, and how marginalized participation in music has become in our culture. And since music is part of the quadrivium, mm-hmm, I'm curious to know how you are teaching music in classical education.
Well, I am a musician too, and I'm all for getting music into these kids' lives as soon as possible. And I think that there is a great richness of that tradition, especially for us as Lutherans. You know, Veritas Press doesn't offer a formal music class yet. We're working on it. They do offer, though, the studio arts. And I think one reason for that is because it's a visual, they're able to get that kind of instruction, and you can get your camera up and put your project in front and that sort of thing. So we're not at all against the arts. We're just not there yet with music. But I don't know if perhaps Jocelyn would like to say a word on music. No, it's not like that. Keep going, Jocelyn.
We're friends. One of the things, it's actually a required part of our curriculum if you take your entire high school curriculum with us. And what we do is we focus on Lutheran music. I mean, we have a very rich, as Joanna said, a rich history of music. Part of the requirement, a co-requisite with that, is either taking private lessons or being part
I just add that in the omnibus, there are sections on music where they study some of the great composers in the context of the other writers and artists of the period. So they get some of that in the omnibus, too. You know, one of the things you did that impressed me, I met Gene Veith, your father.
We've met. I thought you looked familiar.
One thing that impressed me about you is you do teach adults Latin. And so people who have never had Latin and who want to pick that up do it in a kind of amazing program that you do that always boggles my mind. You want to tell them a little bit about Latin in a week?
Yeah, thanks, Dad. It's true, and that's one reason why I want to hear from you what we can do to help you grow as lifelong learners, as adults. Because when you're working, especially with homeschooled families, we want to give those mothers and fathers every opportunity to learn the content that they are then teaching to their children. But you don't have to be a homeschool mom to keep learning your whole life. That's why all of us are here at this conference, is so that we can continue to learn more things about the church fathers and about Lutheranism and the classics. So, right, I teach Latin to adults. It's an intensive one-week class. It is all of Wheelock's Latin. Nothing's watered down. We meet for 40 hours. I record it so that they can then go back and listen to the chapters again at a slower pace, kind of on, according to their own time. If we had a lot of time to dedicate to this sort of thing, I'm sure we would, but some of us just don't. Some of us need to have that 1 week in the summer when we can get that content in our heads, and we've seen tremendous success with that. We've given teachers and homeschool parents the tools that they need in order to, and the confidence that they need in order to teach Latin to their little ones. And how many of us have thought, as we were going through this conference this weekend, how we wish that Latin could be out there and more students would be learning this the language and valuing this treasure that we have? Well, we're doing it. And that's, sorry, Dr. Hine.
No, that's okay. Are we open for crass commercial announcements?
Absolutely, Dr. Hine.
We'd just like to put in a plug for one of the organizations that she mentioned right at the very beginning, the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education. We are in the process as an organization. We're about 9 years old now. We just completed our 12th annual conference this past year, and just next year, Concordia Theological Seminary here has invited us, that is to host us for our conference next summer, which will be July 16th through the 18th here on campus. We think we have finally come of age to do some things that we have always hoped that we might gain some competency to do. We're going to be having some more intensive and extensive in-service work in the conference that we're going to be having next summer. We have gotten into the business of school accreditation, classical and Lutheran school accreditation. We currently have thus far accredited 4 schools with some benchmark standards of what classical and Lutheran education school would look like. We've been in the process the last 3 years of working to move into the area of classical Lutheran teacher certification, and we hope to roll that out as a way of being able to promote and to serve classical Lutheran education and the nurture of teachers in that particular area at the end of the year. So ccle.org is our website, and invite you to become better acquainted with us and join us next summer here, seminary, July 16th through the 18th.
Yeah, I really encourage you, if you can go to that conference, do. I've learned so much from CCLE, and if you are hoping to make this not just a sort of abstract, academically interesting venture, but actually work with a child and teach a child in your life Latin or great books or something like that. There are techniques that you use for that. We talk about that a lot with CCLE, and Dr. Hine and others have written articles about this sort of thing. It's not just an abstract academic interest for us. This is what we do, and this is what we do with our kids, and it's so important. So every encouragement for me to get involved with this fine group. Anything else for me? I still have this book up here if you want to page through it. We just have a few minutes before chapel. If you want to flip through and see what the Omnibus text is all about, you're welcome. Otherwise, thanks, everyone.